Thank you for asking me to speak.
So, Dr. Parsonet, what do we know so far about the different ways people experience long-term COVID infection?
Unfortunately, we really don't have a very good understanding of what we would say the pathophysiology of this is. We know that people who get COVID can be sick for a week or two, but many people, maybe up to 30% of people, will have long-term symptoms, which we sort of define as symptoms going on beyond 8 to 12 weeks after their acute illness. And curiously, many of these people, maybe most of these people, didn't have very severe illness during the acute COVID stage. Some people with so-called long COVID symptoms really had minor illness or were asymptomatic. So the way in which this comes about remains to be seen. Most people feel that it doesn't have to do with the virus still being present in your body, but more of an immune reaction of some kind to having had the virus. And the most common long-term symptoms relate to the respiratory tract, cough and shortness of breath, and people who fatigue unbelievably easily with minimal exercise, so-called brain fog, and difficulty just carrying on any kind of activity without being exhausted. And the reason for these things occur is still under investigation.
So what does that investigation look like? Are you collecting data? Do you know if other researchers are collecting data on how long this lasts and the range of symptoms?
There are many studies going on around the country, principally by centers where the disease hit hardest, which would be large urban centers. So there are big post-COVID syndrome clinics in New York, Boston, and elsewhere in the country. Dartmouth Hitchcock, we have had far fewer cases here, and we've gotten started on this later. So we haven't yet started collecting data, but we are starting up a post-COVID syndrome clinic or care pathway, and we will be collecting data. And of course, we have unique challenges here in investigating this and studying this and caring for patients because of the rural nature of our institution.
What do we know about the vaccine's efficacy when it comes to relieving some of the long COVID symptoms?
You're asking a question that really just came up in the news just a few days ago with what we would call anecdotal reports of people with long COVID symptoms who seem to get strikingly better after they got a vaccine. And that raised the possibility in some people's minds that the virus is still around and that by inducing antibody with a vaccine, that you would kind of clean up the extra virus. But I don't think that's the way it would really work. I think it probably has more to do with an immunologic mechanism. And frankly, those kinds of reports really have to be confirmed in a controlled way. There are people who, maybe these are people who might have gotten better anyway, and there's placebo effect possibility. So we really can't say with any confidence that getting the vaccine will be helpful in relieving long-term symptoms.
For those who are dealing with long-term COVID symptoms, what support is there for them? You mentioned the clinic at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. What's available at Dartmouth-Hitchcock and what might be available elsewhere?
Well, first of all, it's not quite available yet. We haven't started up our clinic, although we have people in all of our departments who are participating in setting this up and who have a special interest and are working on developing programs. I'm not aware of other programs in New Hampshire for this, and I think that some people are traveling great distances to Boston and New York, for example, for subspecialty clinics. I have to emphasize that there are no specific therapies for this. There's none of the monoclonal antibodies are effective for this. There are no specific therapies for any manifestation of long-term COVID. So research is intense. And these centers are all doing research on patients, and we will probably be collecting, a database of patients and hoping to enroll them in studies as they come along. At the moment, we're close, I think, to being able to have a clinic care pathway set up here at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and maybe we'll involve the southern region as well.
Well, Dr. Parsonet, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. We look forward to being able to help our patients.